So how's everybody doing tonight? Nice and dead? Praise God. How's everybody doing tonight? Still, wow. It's a tough crowd. How's everybody doing tonight? I got a thumbs up. I got a two thumbs up. Anybody have anything extraordinary happen this week? It's getting close to Christmas, and I know there's a lot of Christmas miracles going around. Anybody have a Christmas miracle this week? Yes. Oh, we're going to get a microphone on that. Here.
I met with my doctor on Monday, and he's leaning towards stopping the chemo and letting me be finished.
That's awesome. You know what that is, folks? That's an answer to prayer. Man, you guys are quiet. I'm already freaked out. I am freaked officially. I need a badge. I need a stamp to make it official. Anybody else have anything awesome? Christmas miracle. Come on up here in the back. Come on. I saw a hand. Come on. We want to hear your miracle. Oh, you're just stretching? Oh. Get my hopes up, and then it's like, take me down all the way. All right, Tom, come on. Come on, Tom. Tom's got a miracle. Tom's a miraculous fellow. He walks in the miraculous. He's already got his mic set up, ready to go.
I think I've told everybody. That's why I was like, what's the point?
It's true. It's the truth.
And to sit in this tiny chair. I was hired today for a new job that will lead to a very rewarding and great career as a therapist assistant at a school for autistic children, which I've been praying about for a long time. So that was awesome. And my parents are coming to town from Nebraska, and I'm going to North Carolina on Friday, and I'm coming back starting the new year with my new job. And so it's definitely a huge blessing that I've been waiting for a long time because I'm tired.
He's tired, folks.
So God's really relieving me of a lot. MySpace rules.
Awesome. Awesome. So anybody else? Anybody else wearing a blue shirt have a Christmas miracle? What if we pass the mic to the back? Would you then have a miracle? No? Yeah, okay. Somebody want to take this back there to him? Melody?
Today I was at the mall and I stood on Santa Claus' lap and took a picture with him and gave him a donation.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
I can hardly speak. I mean, It's eerie. It's like, hush. It's so bizarre. I don't know what this is. It's freaking me out. I'm freaked, folks. It's not a Christmas miracle. It's a Christmas freak me out is what it is. Oh. It's like a little, we almost laughed there. I liked it. It's like a golf laugh. Who remembers what I spoke about last week? Anybody? We had this tree up here, and we all gave Jesus something for Christmas. Do you guys remember what you wrote down? Do you remember? Are you sticking to that? Have you floundered some? Flounder. Have you messed up? Messed up is what you say from the pulpit. Ouch. We got a heckler out there, folks. I got a heckler. I'm my first heckler. I wonder if you've got any, like, overripe fruit back there. I'm hoping not, although I am kind of hungry. Anybody hungry out there? Anybody take a shower today? I'm grasping, folks. Grasping at straws here. Anybody not brush their teeth today? I got some brave ones out there. Anybody ride the bus here? This guy back here is Mr. Responsive. I like it, I guess. Okay, so I talked about what we are giving Jesus for Christmas this year, because what did Jesus give us for Christmas? Him, himself. He died on the cross for our sins, right? And so we all gave, most of us who were here, gave Jesus something for Christmas. So be remembered of that. Keep that in mind as we go through this next year. Don't be a Indian giver. Hopefully I didn't offend any any Indians here tonight. I'm sorry if I did. I'm like about to like duck down because like I'm afraid like a bow is just gonna. and then you know what you say? It's game over at that point. It's just game over. It's like. We got two hecklers tonight. This is a night of records, folks. Breaking records. So, you know, Christmas time, everybody's full of Christmas cheer. Everybody except for the people in here is full of... Who's full of Christmas cheer tonight? Just, man, it's just... You got, like, holly falling out of your pants. You got, like, mistletoe, like, hanging from your pits. Is there anybody here tonight? You just, man, Christmas is just, like, taking me over. I'm wearing red from head to toe. Green, anybody wearing green here tonight? Is that because of Christmas, or is it just happenstance? Are you sure? I don't believe you. Actually, I do. An essay. Would you like to come read it for us? How about you read it, and Curtis does an interpretive dance to your essay? Now we're talking. It's a night of firsts. Okay, so I was kind of thinking, okay, we're all kind of in the Christmas spirit. We're all alive with what the Lord has done for us. And so I thought it would be kind of fun if some of us kind of shared some of our family traditions that we do for Christmas. And since we're all so lively tonight, I know I'm going to get a big response from this. And a tradition, does anybody know what a tradition is? Something that's kind of passed down from one generation to the next. Yeah. You know, you just kind of keep doing it. Anybody have a Christmas tradition they like to come share with the group, family, something you do every Christmas? Grant, come on, Grant. Grant's the man. Give Grant a hand. Dude, it's killer up here tonight. It is tough. Do you want to use that mic? I was kind of thinking like you could sit there and it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, my mom's side of the family, they're all Cajuns. And so instead of, like, any sort of, like, Christmas dinner, like, with turkey or anything like that, because I don't eat that, I'm a vegetarian. But we have a big pot of gumbo that's, like, $300 worth of seafood. And it's this huge deal, and we have, like, 50 people over. We eat a bunch of gumbo.
That's good. Are you doing it this year?
Yeah.
In San Antonio?
No, it's actually in southeast Texas. Kuntz, right outside.
Yeah, right outside Beaumont. So when are you heading out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Cool. There's a Christmas tradition for you every year.
Every year.
Every year. Awesome. Don't we feel like we know Grant a little better? Grant. I was just saying your name just because I'm looking for things to say. Anybody else? Anybody? Christmas tradition. Robert, come on. Come on. Come on up front. Come and bless us. Anybody else? Can I get like three more people? Dave, come on, Dave. Can I get two more Christmas traditions in the house tonight? Dos, for those who know habla inglés. Dos tradicionales. No? Okay.
All right.
Robert, let's listen to Robert's.
This is going to be a little different year. Usually what would happen was every Christmas my grandmother would make tamales homemade, like a 5-day, 7-day factory just straight out of the house. Problem is she passed away 2 weeks ago. So mom had to do the tamales this year. And it's going to be much more difficult for us this year to do the tradition of having the tamales at Christmas Eve. But usually we'll have the tamales and every year. And what else? Oh, and then of course we sing praises to the King that night. That's the tradition every Christmas.
Every Christmas. You know, about we have a tradition. This kind of goes along with what just happened to your family. And that was, we would, every Christmas morning, the Bell family would walk from my house to my grandparents' house, my dad's house, John and Ruth Bell, and we'd have breakfast there. And my grandpa just would cook this amazing breakfast. And we'd have Christmas morning at my grandpa's house, and we'd do all the presents there, you know? And the first year when he died, like, my grandma tried to make breakfast, and we were all just kind of like, this is going to be weird. And we walked over there and like she made tamales and it was just, it wasn't that great, but I'm going to be honest, it was kind of sad, but we still had an awesome time. And Christmas is really about family, you know, getting together, yeah, sharing times, but we still do it every year. And it's getting better and better every year. Thank God. But I know what you're going through.
Honestly, I think, but the biggest thing is that it's not something we're sad about. I mean, granted, we're mourning, but we know that she's dancing before the Lord, and that's the awesome thing. She was a minister to the end. Her testimony never failed. She was a woman the way God wanted it to be. I mean, one man stayed with faithful to the end. That was it. And she was a pastor. I mean, that's what she did her whole life. So, I mean, if there's any testament you got to follow, I mean, your grandparents usually do the best job.
Sure. Yeah. Right. That's right. It's the truth. Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
All right. We got Dave Vella here, Christmas tradition number 9.
We have two. We celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. On the Eve, we have tamales and some ham or stuff. Yeah, cold cuts. Yeah, that good stuff. And sing carols. But then on Christmas Day, we have schnitzel. It's pretty doggone good.
Excuse me?
That's schnitzel.
Excuse
I don't know how
me?
To spell it.
Dude, on any other Wednesday night, you guys would be roaring. You guys would be falling out of your seats. I'm just letting you know,
wow.
All right? Just
Man,
letting you know.
Wow.
I'm going to play this back for you next Wednesday, and you're all just going to fall out of your seats. Anyway, continue, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's schnitzel because my grandma's Austrian, and then my grandpa's Hispanic. So you get tamales, you get schnitzel. So
that's an interesting mix.
Yeah, rock and roll.
I like it. Curtis, man of many colors.
I gotta fix this. There we go. One of our traditions is whoa, it is quiet up here. That's crazy. No, because I was back there,
dude.
And
you,
like,
and you're, when you're out there, you're thinking, this guy's whacked. This guy's out to lunch.
I think it's the acoustics. But anyway, we always open our presents on Christmas Eve. I don't know if a lot of other people do that.
What? Get off. I want you to walk out that door and never come back because it's Christmas morning or it's
Well, Jesus was born on the Eve.
Actually, no. He was born on Christmas Day.
No way.
He
I don't know.
It's not worth arguing about. Tomato, tomato. Potato, yeah, potato.
And we... What? And we wrap all our presents in our own wrapping paper.
So you like, make the wrapping paper?
No. I mean, like, all the presents for Curtis will be in Curtis's wrapping paper.
Oh, so... It's so just, you know.
Looks, yeah.
So you use, like, green for Curtis.
Yeah.
Red for Rachel. Spider-Man. Okay. Whatever.
It's the way to go. Anyway, that's it.
So. That's cool. I like that. That's a good idea. At my house, we spend a good 7.5 hours trying to figure out whose presents go where. And by the time you do that, it's like, man, let's just go to bed. Because it's 4 a.m. and nobody opened any presents. Okay. So those are some Christmas traditions. We all have Christmas traditions, right? Yeah, another one we used to have was my other grandpa used to have a ranch just outside of town out by SeaWorld. Anybody know where SeaWorld's at? Yeah, represent. SeaWorld out 151. Northwest Vista folks, got any of them out here? I know you're out there, right there. In Jesus' name, amen, you can all go home. It's a joke. Oh, come on. We got another Christmas miracle. A man who moves in the miraculous.
Okay, so my grandma went to the hospital like a week ago, and they didn't really know what was wrong with her, but they did like blood stuff and found out her like white blood cells or red blood cells or something was like really, really low, and they had no idea what was going on. And she was just like really tired, and she didn't have any energy, and she couldn't do anything. And so she's been in the hospital since then, and they thought she had leukemia. But today we finally got the results back, and she doesn't have leukemia. And she's, yeah, they were going to, like, rush her to a hospital in Houston to, like, do treatment and stuff, but now she's actually going to be out on Christmas. So.
Awesome. Yeah. That's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Dude.
Totally just didn't think about that.
That's cool. That's cool. God, I pray you just heal Grant's grandma and completely take away whatever it is that's causing these problems and that she would be able to have the most awesome Christmas ever.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. I'm stoked. This is me stoked right here. Man, I'm pulling out all the stops tonight. I don't know any jokes. All the jokes I know, I'll have to tell you afterwards. Now we're laughing. I see where you guys are at. Got your minds in the toilet. Okay, Christmas traditions, we all have them. Another tradition. You want one? You want to tell yours? Well, come on down. Run. With the wind.
Every Christmas, me and my family, we open presents on a few days before Christmas. Not sure which one. And then after that, we get a whole bunch of vans together, and we pick up a whole bunch of people, and we go down and build homes for homeless people for a week. And that's about it. And we bring them back.
That's an awesome Christmas tradition. Christmas is the season of giving, and they're giving back. Can people still go if they want to go? Nicholas, jolly old St. Nick, can people still go if they, forget about it, nobody's going. If people still want to go, is there still time? So if you want to go build homes for the homeless in Mexico, the dinner, December 26th, you can still do that.
Okay, I actually have... Two. First one, it's going to be quick, but So he was telling you about my grandpa's ranch, and my grandpa would always build this massive pile of, like, scrap woods, dry wood, anything. And he would always light it on fire, and we'd have this awesome bonfire. Well, we have this other grandpa that's, like, the coolest grandpa ever, and he's totally insane. And so, like, he was as excited as about the bonfire as we were. Like, during Christmas dinner, he's over in the corner like, bonfire, bonfire, and, you know, we're all laughing. Anyway, so he goes nuts because he's totally insane, and he's got, like, this big thing of kerosene, and he's just, like, chunking it on the burning fire, and it's, like, getting bigger, and we're all just like, he's going to kill us all. So then we get this these kerosene bottles and, like, had thrown, not kerosene,
hairspray.
Aerosol. Hairspray.
He's like, and he goes, run in there and get your grandma's hairspray.
And so we had actually gotten the hairspray from, like, behind the mirrors of her bathroom. Anyway, we had, like, thrown him in there and, like, you know, we were recording and just out of nowhere, just like, poof, like these huge explosions. So that's that one. The other one is every Christmas morning, my brothers started this one a few years ago. They found this old trumpet. I don't know, maybe it was David Hartley's or something, but they managed to find it, and they would walk around our house at about 5 in the morning and just start blowing it in everyone's face, regardless of how they were feeling. And, yeah, he tends to not like it. And this past year, funny incident, Mitchell walked in and started blowing it in Matt's face while he's asleep. And I'm, like, down the hall, like, looking at the room. I can hear it. And then I just see the trumpet fly into the wall. It's like, boom! And just, like, bounces. And Matt, you know, get out of here!
Was upset. I wasn't happy. So, I don't like trumpets being blown in my face.
Where's your Christmas spirit, man?
Dude.
Anyway, that's the traditions.
Thank you, Micah. We all have these crazy things that we do. Some of us with fire, some with trumpets, some with seafood gumbo, some with schnitzel, I don't know. So you know, that's cool. I'm glad we got to do that. It's just fun to hear about what other people do on Christmas. I think it is anyway, because I love Christmas. It's the best day of the year. It's the best day. There's no better day. I mean, people could argue that Easter is pretty good, but, I mean, come on, a bunny and eggs, please. It's not. It's about the presents. You know what I'm talking about? Like, would you rather have presents or, like, chocolate? And honestly, when you turn, like, 11 years old, the chocolate stops. You can't go on the hunt. Like, you know, they put the eggs out for, like, your little brothers and cousins, but you can't go raid it. You know, you can't just run out there with a bag and load up. You would be looked down upon. You would be shunned from society. So, you know, Christmas, it's the best day. Anybody have any Christmas wishes this year? We're moving on to the second section tonight. We had our Christmas traditions. Christmas wishes, you know, like peace on earth and goodwill. A mustache. He wants a mustache for Christmas. Anybody think they can hook Jake up with a mustache? I've got some extra stuff I could... Ooh, what is that? That's not even legal in most states. Europe, dude, those Europeans, they're great. I love them. They have good music. Anybody want to come share their Christmas wish? Like maybe what they want for Christmas or anything. Christmas wish. Folks, I'm dying up here. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the big, like, the shepherd's staff to come yank me by the neck and take me off. Okay. Anybody know what a wish is? Maybe you guys aren't familiar with what a wish is. A wish is a desire or hope for something to happen. Snow. There's a good Christmas wish. Anybody disagree with that one? You know, the two people who raised their hand, I'm personally going to blame if there's no snow on this Christmas. Man. Any other Christmas wishes? You can just bolt them out. Peas? Peas? You like peas? Like creamed peas? Pennies? Pants? What did you say? Peace? Here we go. He's going to set the record straight. Christmas rap? How about we get some wrapping paper?
Man, I feel like Reach is a Kelly right here. Now I know how the guest feels. Okay. For the last time, I said peace, like goodwill, peace on earth. That's what we need, peace.
Is that like a clothing store where you get cheap clothes, peace? Like goodwill?
I mean, like peace, like we need some peace around the family. Like, you know, say like you're mad at somebody and you want peace, you know, like.
I see, like between our family members, we all just need to chill out.
Exactly. Thank you.
Gotcha. All right. That's awesome. Anybody else? Shout out a Christmas wish. Slow drivers off the highway. Any other Christmas wishes? Sleet? Sleep. You guys are cool. Well, here's where we get down to it, the nuts and the bolts. I've got one verse to share with you tonight. And that is Revelation 3:15. Revelation, everybody goes, oh. But it's not that heavy. This is what I'm going to call Jesus' Christmas wish. And Revelation 3:15 and 16 reads, "I know your deeds, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth." Kind of hardcore, but, you know, whatever. Basically, God's saying, you know, either be hot for me, either, you know, serve me with your whole heart, or just don't serve me at all. Don't be half in and half out. Don't say, you know, God, I love you on Sunday, and then go do things that obviously show that you didn't mean what you said on Monday. He's saying here, be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. Do you ever just like go to like gyms and get some coffee and it's just kind of lukewarm? What do you want to do? Spit it out onto the ground. And then it goes, and then like the waitresses and the ushers, they all come and it's bad news. And so you see there, you see the key word there on the verse, it's wish. And that's how I tied it together. Isn't that clever? Yeah. Just wanted to spell it out real clear for you guys tonight. Just wanted to make sure you got it. So anyway, Jesus is saying, be hot or cold. You know? Don't be in the middle. Nobody likes somebody who like waves back and forth, you know? And this is definitely something we can do. I think we all can be hot for God, even if it's cold outside. Amen? Praise God. been battling a something this week. A little Christmas Grinch crawled up into my head, and it's been afflicting me with afflictions beyond belief. I love you guys. Do you know that? I love each one of you. Anyway, got a little mushy there. I know it's Christmas season. Had a little too much to drink, water and Frappuccino. So anyway, God, we're so thankful for you and how you sent your son on Christmas. Lord, help us to be hot for you this Christmas season and not lukewarm
and definitely not cold or lukewarm. Lord, let us just pursue you, Lord, with our whole hearts. Let us follow hard after you and the plan and the will that you have for our lives. I thank you for what you're doing in each one of our lives, Lord, that you would bless each one of us on Christmas, that we'd have the best Christmas ever, and that we would leave here knowing that you love us and that we're loved by others. I thank you for doing that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. We do have Seijin next week. Here's a wish. We got one more wish. There you go. There you go. Season's greetings to you, my friend. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday. And we do have service here on Sunday, 10 a.m., and a Christmas Eve service at 5. So check that out. Goodbye. This one goes out to Stevan here.